Now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland. I'm your host for this program. This program is a combination of psychology, philosophy, theology, cosmology. And it's the best self-help program you're ever going to hear on the radio. Maybe the second best, but there aren't very many. There aren't very many like this one. Now, haven't you felt in life that you'd like to start all over again sometimes? Wouldn't that be beautiful to start all over again? Well, maybe I can help you to do that. It's very simple. All you have to do is unlearn some of the things that you've learned, which are wrong. See, you have a lot of wrong ideas and wrong behavior patterns and, worse yet, wrong reaction patterns. You've been conditioned to, you know, you're a prisoner of your conditioning right now. You get upset by this and angry about that, and irritated about this and nervous about that, and see how that works? More so than you realize. All that does is ruin your peace of mind. All that does is ruin your health, ruin your relationships, and so on. Now, you see, what happens is we each day we fail. You get up in the morning and you think, well, today I'll do a little better. And you go out in the world and you fail. You cop out on principle. You get angry at people. You cut little corner here and there. You're a little bit phony with somebody. You come home and you're mean to your, impatient with your kids. Snap at your wife or your husband or your partner. And you failed. The most important things in life, you failed at. Then the next day you think, well, I'll do a little better. And the next day you're impatient with your kids again. You get angry with your wife and resentful toward your neighbor. And you blame this person and blame that person and badmouth this person and gossip about that person. Maybe not a lot, but a little bit. So you fail again. Every day you fail. Every day you think, I'll do a little better. And then every day you fail. See, now let's not even talk about internet addiction and drugs and alcohol and eating too much, substance abuse and food abuse, and let's not even talk about all that stuff. So you fail. See, well, a day of failure is one thing, a couple of days, 3 days, but you know how quickly the years go by, the days, the months, the years go by. And all of a sudden, 10 years later, your relationship with your partner is ruined. The relationship with your kids is ruined. See, you mess this up and mess that up and squander this and squander that. And so much has gone wrong. It can't be undone. You can't unscramble an egg. So what are you going to do? Well, then you sit around and what? You feel sorry for yourself. You feel depressed. You feel unhappy. You feel bitter, you feel angry, you feel morose, you resent life, you resent God, you resent yourself. Well, so there's another failing, see? Another day of sitting around and resenting other people or resenting yourself, it's another day of failure. So now you just add failure to failure, see? Well, I'm saying that you've got to stop doing that. It's that simple. You've got to stop doing that. And then you have the people that they don't realize that they're failures. They're out in the world, you know, ruining other people's lives. And they strut around pompously and they have an office and they have a title and they're, you know, but they don't have understanding, so they apply knowledge arbitrarily and, you know, don't get it quite right. And years go by and they haven't really helped anyone. I shall be right back. Hello, this is Roland. Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org.
Click on Streaming Audio and you'll find programs by topic in Real Player or Windows Media format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. So here I am. So how can I help you? How can I help you? Well, the way I can help you is just by being honest with you. So what you need to do is to learn how to be less reactive, less angry, less upset. You have to stop thinking that you have the right to resent other people and hate them and so on. You have to stop thinking that you're this special person and you go around judging other people secretly. You have to stop that. And you must learn how to become centered again. Right now you are not living your own life. You think you are, but you're not. First of all, because you're reactive, you react to everything. And then you go out in the world and you fail, as I described earlier. So then you retreat into the imagination and fantasy, thinking, planning, scheming, daydreaming, see, and fantasy, sometimes fueled by, images and videos or music or what have you, but books that you read or study or whatever, but nevertheless lost in fantasy. So there you are, lost in fantasy, which is basically the definition of psychosis, cut off from reality. You don't realize that you are, but you are. You're lost in fantasy. And you also don't realize that that the ideas that come to you in your fantasy and your daydreams and your pipe dreams and all that kind of stuff, those ideas that come to you come from outside. They're not even your ideas. So down in your fantasy, you have notions as to what you should do and how to solve everything and blah, blah, blah. And so you follow those notions, and then they lead you into more error. So you need to get centered again. You must become centered to get out of your imagination. And I can help you to do that. I have a meditation, a very simple meditation. If you had any brains at all, that's right, if you had any brains at all, you would get the meditation that I have and at least listen to it. You know, you'll spend thousands of dollars on a car or hundreds of dollars on a vacation or $20 on a meal and $10 on a DVD, or you'll spend a dollar to download some 99-cent piece of music. You do all these ridiculous, foolish things. You go get yourself a degree and it'll cost you $10,000, $20,000, $30,000. See, and you won't get a little free introductory version to a meditation that might help you, or download the whole thing with a couple of books for $12. So, see, that no wonder your life is a mess. Your priorities are all wrong, and you can't recognize the truth. You don't even recognize true help when you see it. So that's what you would be very wise to do, is to get the meditation, at least listen to it. At least listen to the introductory version and become acquainted with it. Become acquainted with some of my writings. And if you did, let's suppose you did. Let's suppose you were sincere. See, not everybody is sincere. Some people are just looking to find fault. Or some people are all intellectual and they're trying to, figure out, doctrine I have, or what theory, or what philosophy, or what this, or what that. So I can't help those kind of people. But some people are sincere. They're looking for answers. They love the truth. And they said, well, let me give it a try. So that kind of person, see, how will it help you? Well, first of all, if you practice the meditation, you'll calm down. You'll become centered. It'll help you to get out of your imagination where you're currently lost in those daydreams and pipe dreams and daymares and nightmares and all that kind of stuff. You get out of that. And you begin to see reality again. See? And you'll also get close to your intuition. See, that's the other thing. human beings have a faculty called intuition. That's the natural way of being for human beings. You had it when you were a little child, and you fell away from it when you became emotional. See, what happens? You go out in the world, some external authority pressures you. Your real authority is your intuition. That's your real authority. It's from God, actually, if you want to know where it's from. And your intuition would guide you, see, to find your own true path in life. And everybody in life, you know, whether it's a Christopher Columbus or a George Washington or a Madame Curie or an Albert Einstein, Michael Faraday, you know, a Maxwell, an Isaac Newton, a Mozart, a Beethoven, you know, any of these people, the explorers, Lewis and Clark, all these people, they followed their intuition, sort of. They sort of had a hunch. They sort of had a yearning, a calling. They had a little, and they had a hunch as to which way to go. And they followed their hunches to a life of discovery. Well, that's what you need to do. You need to learn how to do that again. You've lost touch with your intuition. Have any of you ever gone to a self-defense school or a course, and they say, trust your gut? Trust your intuition. You know, if you're walking down the street and you got turned into an alley to go to your car, you think, well, I'll cut through this alley here. It's a shortcut. And all of a sudden, you have a strong sense not to go in that alley. Okay? You just sense that not to go there. And you don't know why or how, but that's your sense. Well, then don't go. Trust your intuition. Don't go in that alley. Trust it. See? It'll protect you. You'll be protected. So you need to learn how to find your intuition and follow it in all matters great and small. And the way I always say is to do what you know is right in your heart, what you wordlessly know, what you know without words. But see, if everyone followed their intuition, their intuition, well, that we would all become great ballerinas and discoverers and scientists and fabulously successful business people and great doctors and lawyers that truly help people. See, we'd become very, very nice people, very wise people, and very helpful people. We'd become good leaders that are honest with the people and help them. Good administrators. We'd become all those things. And then you'd have a world of people like that, a world of people, see, who love the truth. And incidentally, it doesn't matter where you're from or what race you are. I don't care whether you're an Arab or a Colombian or from Switzerland or German or Sweden or Taiwan or China or Philippines or Canada or Greenland. I don't care, Africa, the Sudan. Or I don't care where you're from. I don't care what race you are. If you love the truth, ladies and gentlemen, if you love the truth and you're willing to follow the truth and you're willing to do what you know is right in your heart, then you are the kind of person that I can help. You're the potentially savable person, the potential child of God. My name is Roland Trujillo. I will be right back. Hello, this is Roland. One of the exciting things about the internet is there's such a thing as online counseling. They call it e-counseling, or counseling online. It's fast, affordable, and convenient. And I've taken it to a whole new level, online counseling with a pastor. Have you ever wanted to talk to a pastor? Do you have a question you'd like to ask a pastor, but you don't want the pastor to know who you are? Do you have issues? Mental health issues, emotional issues, family issues, relationship issues, and somehow you know deep down in your heart that there's a spiritual component to them? Somehow you know that psychology is nice, support groups are nice, theory is nice, but you'd like to talk to a pastor. Well, now you can. You can ask me a question by live chat, in other words, texting, you know, where you type a question and I answer, and then we have a dialogue back and forth using the keypad. You ask the question and I respond immediately. with feedback, and then you give me feedback, and so on and so forth. It's like a texting conversation with a counselor. You can even text me from your Android or BlackBerry, your mobile device, you know. You can also talk to me by phone. You don't have to travel anywhere. You don't have to wait. You don't have to spend any gas. You save a lot of money, and you get solution strategies right away from the convenience of your home or office. To find out more, go to dearpastor.tk. It's surprisingly affordable, where most counselors charge $60 to $100 or more an hour or have lengthy, expensive intake. With me, you can be talking to me right away. In fact, often within 5 minutes, our dialogue is already opening up avenues for strategies for solutions. If you want more information about pastoral counseling online, right from the convenience of your home or office, go to dearpastor.tk. I look forward to hearing from you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. My name is Roland. I'm your true friend. That's right, I'm your true friend. I tell you the truth. I tell you the truth. I'm saying, hey, you're messing up. You're a failure in life. And you're overreactive, and you're phony, and you're impatient with your children, and you're selfish, and you have a great big fat ego. Great big ego. See? And that's what I tell you. So I'm being honest with you, but I'm your true friend. I have a twinkle in my eye. See? And I don't know you personally. I'm not speaking to you personally because I don't know you. I'm just speaking on the radio. I'm talking in generalities because I know human nature. And I say that if you were able to begin to follow your intuition again, if you found your intuition, if you became centered, see, and my meditation helps. I see, the problem is that when we fail in reality, see, remember I said an internal authority, which is intuition, and which feels like conscience when we don't follow it. That's the internal authority. When we're disobedient to the internal authority and we obey external authorities, because perhaps they pressure us or they bribe us, or they seduce us, or they scare us, or, you know. So most of us are that way. We follow the external authorities. They say study, 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 study. Get degrees, you know, more study, more knowledge, more education. See? And so we follow that. We think we can become great through knowledge and successful and happy through knowledge. That's what they tell you. But why do they do that? Because they're getting rich. They get rich. They have big, big jobs, big, big salaries. You realize how much money some of these college administrators and university administrators and bureaucrats, realize how much money they make? They make huge. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. So, education is big business, see? I'm not saying we can't go to college and learn something. I did. I went to college and I learned something. It was helpful. It was helpful, but I used my wisdom, my understanding, my knowledge, my intuition, my insights. See, it's always first, and then my understanding, I collate the knowledge, the theory, the facts that I gather in classes and so on. I collate them together in a meaningful way. See, but first, wisdom is first. Intuition is first. Then I can use knowledge. See what I mean? But I don't look to, I don't put, educators on a pedestal. I don't put them on a pedestal. First, I look to intuition. And I listen to what the educator has to say, and I take notes and I hear what he says, and it's helpful, and I kind of put it all together, and I glean what's, and I keep what's good and discard what's not useful, and like that. Okay? All right. Now, so what you need to do is refine your intuition, and the meditation is what you kind of need, because right now you're too emotional, you're too lost in your external authorities. I'll be back. Hello. Some of you have been listening for a while and like where I'm coming from. You recognize the truth and are willing to admit you've made some mistakes.
The next step is to make some positive changes in your life. A good place to start is with the meditation exercise. Most of us are too lost in our thinking. We plan, worry, and scheme. Then we act emotionally and usually make things worse. Instead of worrying and scheming, why not spend the time learning to be still and find the wisdom and a proper energy to move with? In other words, why not request our meditation exercise? It will help you get out of fixating problems and negative thinking. To request a copy of the meditation exercise, write, call, or email us. Or just pay us a visit at commonsensecounseling.org. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Well, I have something new to tell you about. I have something new. I have a lot of knowledge about meditation and about philosophy and about life. That could be very helpful. And so I have a new thing, which is you can call. You can call in your question, and I'll answer it on the air. Good question. I might even, you know, if you call with a thoughtful question, I might even put your voice on the air. You'll hear yourself on the air asking the question, and then I'll answer it. And all you have to do is call. I'll give you the number right now. You call the number and just ask the question. Or write the number down and have it handy. So if a question comes to you, you can call and ask. If it's a good question, I'll answer it on the air. The number to call is 530-339-1583. That's 530-339-1583. You'll get an answering machine. You can leave your question. All you have to do, leave your name, first name, that's all I need. First name, leave your first name and your question. Hi, this is Mary. Hi, this is Joe. And I have a question about time. I have a question about time, or a question about relationships, or a question about faith or doubt, or how to forgive other people. Whatever it might be. And pose your question, and then I'll listen to the recorded messages and I'll answer some of them on the air. Maybe yours will be the one that's answered on the air. So the number to call, once again, is 530-339-1583. 530-339-1583. Now, if you want to get the meditation, then you should go to commonsensecounseling.org. That's www.commonsensecounseling.org. If that's hard to remember, then remember, how about talktoapastor.org? talktoapastor.org. Remember now, it's O-R-G. talktoapastor.org. That'll work. That'll get you to my Talk to a Pastor site, and from there you can find the meditation very easily. Okay, and I've written several books about a lot of topics. And you really should get those books. Really should get some of them and read them. But the meditation is the most important thing. See, the problem is that, like I said, you have external authorities and then you have the internal authority of intuition. And the external authorities always want you to follow them, look up to them, and believe them and trust them and so on and so forth. And that's how they get their power. See? But I say that you should follow your intuition, which is from God, your God-given intuition. That's what you should do. But you don't know where your intuition is, first of all. And secondly, you spend too much time lost in your imagination, lost in thinking, lost in worry, lost in study. See? So you have to learn to stand back from those so that you'll be free to find your intuition, the still small voice. My name is Roland. Once again, the number to call is 530-339-1583. That's 530-339-1583. Just leave your question and then I'll answer it.
This is a special message for friends of the Common Sense Broadcast who don't use email but who would like to communicate with us. I would like to personally invite you to write to us. We'd love to hear from you. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. While you're at it, ask for a free copy of our newsletter or request a free brochure. Once again, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's ROLANDTRUJILLO, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Well, thank you for listening to today's program. Yes, get the meditation. Go to commonsensecounseling.org. commonsensecounseling.org. Listen to the free version of the meditation and then download the whole thing. And it'll do you so much good. Thanks for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Until next time, Lord willing and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.